Hello, good morning. I am just waiting to get the message that I'm live. Looks like I am. So, hello and good morning, and welcome to day five of the Business from the Heart experience. We made it. We got here to day five. It is another big day though, because we've got this session this morning. So, how to identify your own next focus or milestone. And then at 1 o'clock today, I'm doing a dedicated presentation to talk about the membership in more detail. And then, of course, at 4 p.m., we have got the Power of Focus session and a wrap-up Q&A, so we can hang out and wrap up any last things and celebrate the progress that we have made this week. So, if you're watching the recording, hello, well done for committing to catching up on the recordings. And if this is the first one you've watched all week, then hopefully this will inspire you to go back and look at some of the earlier ones. So, I'm just seeing people are now finding me. The live people are arriving. So, we've got Melis, Angie there, who has shared the link to the Business from the Heart pathway because I forgot to share it on the mentoring call last night. Aunt, what a dunce I am. So I've shared it with you there as well. I'm going to be referring to that during the session today. Hello, Monica. Good morning, Anthony. You can join us this morning. Sarah, Jennifer, other Sarah, Sabine. So welcome. And in just a moment, I will kick off with the topic. I'd just like to give you all a chance to arrive, first of all. Now, as I said before, some of you arrived today at 1 o'clock. I'm going to be doing a dedicated session just to talk about the membership. I haven't hijacked any of the other sessions to talk about it in detail, but those of you thinking about joining, I'm going to do a dedicated session to talk about, how is it designed to work, what's included in it, so that those of you thinking about joining have got all the information that you need. So that's going to go out to you in an email, and hopefully I'll see some of you on that one at 1 o'clock today as well. And again, as always, with those sessions on Zoom later in the day, by being there, you'll be in the running to one of those 15-minute one-to-one slots. So they're adding up now. I've given loads of them away, so I can't wait to get stuck into those next week. There's none left this week now, but next week there'll be more. Good morning, Evgenia. Right, time for me to begin and get into this topic, because there's a lot to talk about today, as there always is. How to identify your own next focus or milestone. So far this week, we looked on Monday at the Business from the Heart pathway and the stages of business on a fairly high level. Then on Tuesday, we looked at the five essential steps for enrolling paying clients. Monday, we looked at how you can do marketing in ways that feel more in flow for you. Sorry, did I say Monday? I meant Wednesday. Yesterday, we looked at how you can design a business you love. What are those four key elements that you need to have working for you? And then today, I'm looping back to day one. We're going back to the pathway, and we're going to take a closer look at those milestones to help you identify what is the next step for you. Now, Angie's just typed in a link. There's also a link in the description of this video. But also, if you want to go and get that pathway, it's katherinewatkin.com/pathway. I forgot to share it on the mentoring call yesterday evening, so I'm sharing it now instead. And if you want to go through what I'm about to cover, obviously I'm going to be going quite fast, trying to keep it to 30 minutes as usual. If you want to go through this process in a much more spacious way and actually come out with a plan that is tailored to you, that you can follow for the next few months, this is what we will be doing in the vision and planning session on the 24th of October for those of you who are joining the membership. And if you're joining the membership and you can't make that date, the entire process is a pre-recorded process inside the members area. So either way, you can follow that and you can come up with your own plan. So, again, as I said, we're going to look at the stages of business, the typical milestones. Now, I want to say to you at this point that this is not prescriptive. This is not a matter of you have to follow this in this exact order, and if you don't, your business is going to fail. It's more giving you that understanding of a typical journey, a typical trajectory, what's most likely to work for you and when. And you absolutely might decide to do advanced strategies earlier. You might decide to launch a beta group of your online course before you've worked with many one-to-one clients, even before you've worked with any. However, if you understand the potential pitfalls and disadvantages of that, you can make that decision with your eyes open. And you still may decide to do it. But the important thing is that then, if it doesn't go as well as you'd hoped, or you don't get the numbers you'd wanted, you'll understand why that is. Now, yeah, and you know, the other thing is with this as well is that I'm very focused on wanting to give you what I call your business education. That's a really important piece to me. You know, imparting the knowledge that I have to you so that you can start to make your own decisions. And after a while, you'll get to a stage, probably like around stage four of your business, where you're not going to need the life raft of this pathway. You'll have an understanding of these business principles yourself, and it will be a lot easier for you to just very naturally and instinctively make the right decisions for you. But you know, it's about, you know, when you have those inspired ideas and you get really excited about something, and it's about being able to take that inspired idea and just pause and ask yourself, is this really a good idea? Is it a good idea for now, or would it be a better idea to save until later? Is it something that you could start working towards now in order to have a better result later, or actually does it feel important to you intuitively that you just run with it now while you have the energy? And it will help you make those sort of decisions. I also want to just stress that there is no right with any of this. You know, it's you could even argue that it doesn't really matter what you choose to focus on, that if you choose to focus on something, anything, stick a pin in a wall and decide, and you focus in on that one thing for 3 or 4 weeks and you focus on it fully, you're going to make progress and you're going to learn things. It might not necessarily give you the outcome that you would ideally want, but you are going to, you know, you're going to learn, you're going to take your business forward. So let's imagine that you decide you want to launch a membership, but only five people know you even exist in your business and two of them are related to you anyway. Your membership launch might fall a bit flat. You might feel deflated. You might feel demotivated. But actually, even just the very act of trying to launch it will have exposed what you do to more people, and you'll have had lessons and learnings that will help you in future. And people, you know, as I said, people will see you promoting it. More people are aware of you, and so on. So the pathway helps ensure that the thing that you're focusing on will be high impact for your business and will be more likely to take your business forward in a way that's meaningful for where you are now than if you just go about things in a more random and scattered way. Now, I also want to say at this point of this lesson today, because I think this is really, really important, this is not just all about practical, logical steps. It's going to look like that today because I'm going to talk about the pathway and I'm going to talk about the milestones. But actually, when you come into the membership, and we do this in the vision and planning session, we actually start with your mindset gremlins and your mindset blocks and clearing them out of the way so that you can move forward towards your vision. We do a visioning exercise to connect you with where it is you're wanting to go. And very importantly, the first, what we do is we tap into your inner knowing, your own sort of higher guidance, your sense of personal calling, your own intuition. We tap into that before we look at the more logical, practical milestones, because you cannot build your business on logic alone. Business is a very emotional thing, and we can't leave your intuition and your higher knowledge or your sense of calling. We can't leave all of that out of the equation. So that has to blend in with it. So I'm not going to be taking you through that process now, but that when you come into the membership, we do that first, and then we look at the milestones. So we're going to look now at these milestones. So the first stage of business on that pathway, and if you haven't downloaded a copy yet, it's katherinewatkin.com/pathway. The first stage is talents into money. And what I'd like you to do is, as I go through this, just identify for yourself which stage of business are you at? Which of these milestones have you already got? And if you were looking at this on a purely logical basis, what looks like the next obvious logical next focus or next milestone? So, stage one, talents into money. How do you know that you're in stage one? You're in stage one if you have not yet enrolled a minimum of two clients into a package, program, retainer, or contract for a for a healthy price. This does not include single sessions and it doesn't include low-cost practice clients. And the reason you're doing it is you're proving that your business actually works before you go on and add all the complexity that you'll need in order to grow in future. So once you know your business is viable, then it becomes marketing and reaching more people, and it also becomes your business model and how are you going to consciously create this business so you can enjoy running it. So if we look at the milestones of stage one, in stage one, typically in this order, you're going to work on your ideal client, getting clear on who that one ideal client is. You're going to work on your sticky marketing message and your captivating introduction. Now, for most of you, when you come into the membership, this will be your first milestone. Even if you've been in business for 5 or 6 years, you may well start here because sometimes it's a woolly or fuzzy message that isn't really doing the job that is causing your business to stagnate a bit. You're going to figure out your packaging, design your package or program, and your pricing. Then you're going to go and you're going to do your 10 research calls in order to find out more about your ideal client and your marketing message. But also, those research calls are what can lead to your first paying clients and your first juicy opportunities and help you start to develop a network of people who will refer people to you. From there, you want to aim to book two people into either some sort of discovery call or a high value free session because that's a big milestone. Can I attract somebody to book a conversation to find out about working with me? That's a milestone in itself. Then your next milestone is to sell two packages or programs, and then you want to get two great results-based testimonials that will support your marketing in future. And we have training in the members area on how to do all of those things. So you have the support, you have the how-to. Once you've enrolled those first two clients, you're ready to move into stage two, which is good to grow. How do you know you're in stage two? You've had at least two paying clients into a decent priced package or program. But you'll probably have either no online presence or you will have a very muddled, not joined up online presence that doesn't really support your brand message and doesn't really help people find out more about you. Now, inside the members area, there's a training by me. Some of the trainings are by me, some of them are by outside experts. Actually, within the core pathway, these are all by me, sorry. Or, the core pathway, I do all those trainings. But I've done a training called Focus Your Online Presence, and it's basically an audit. It's teaching you how to audit your online presence to make sure that it is all joined up. So again, you might have been in business for 5 or 6 years. It might well make sense for you to go back and do this audit of your online presence and make sure that it's really optimized to support you. You are going to, in this stage, you're going to then get clear on your long-term vision and your long-term vision for your business model. Where is it you want to get to ultimately with your business? And then based on that, you will decide on what is the online presence that you need to help you achieve it. So are you going to be on social media and which platforms are you going to be on and set up those relevant profiles? That's one of your milestones. Set up either a very simple first website or a one-page landing page. You've also got a milestone here, which is to develop your free giveaway. So especially if you're going to be doing a lot of marketing online and you are targeting individuals, you're going to be wanting to build an email list. So you'll be developing a free giveaway, putting it on your website with an opt-in box, setting up a series of autoresponders to deliver it and follow up. And your aim here, one of your next milestones would be to get 50 people to sign up to that free giveaway. Because if you can get 50 people to sign up to it, again, then you know that it's working. And then with stage two, you want to aim to get two paying clients from purely online activity. You want to prove to yourself that you can do this. It is so much easier to generate your first clients offline, but you want to prove that you can do it online as well so that you know that your messaging is strong enough to work online. Now, you may decide that you don't want to be doing online marketing at all. You want to generate all of your business offline. That's absolutely fine as well. But I think it's good practice for you to know how to do it so that if ever you look at what happened during the pandemic. You never know when you might need to fall back on that. And again, there's training on all of these things in the members area. There's also a special training called Right Tech, Right Time to help you decide what tech do you actually need at what stage of business. Because a lot of people get very muddled up implementing advanced tech that they just don't need, that costs more than they need to spend, and it can actually sometimes prevent them progressing because they're so tangled up learning this tech that they don't really need to have yet. From there, you move into stage three. So hopefully, as I'm going through this, you're able to tick off as I go, okay, I've got that, I've got that, I've got that. Oh, I haven't got that, or I haven't done that yet. So next stage is stage three, finding your flow. How do you know you're in stage three? Well, stage three is you do get clients. You get clients regularly. You've definitely had at least four or five, maybe six clients, maybe many, many more. But it doesn't feel easy yet. You're not getting those clients regularly enough. You feel stretched too thin. You're struggling to juggle marketing, sales, client delivery, admin, but somehow it just still doesn't feel successful. There's not enough money at the end of the month. And your aim in stage three is to actually hit your monthly financial target month in, month out, pretty much consistently. That's how you know you're ready to move on into stage four. It's working. And your online presence is up. So you're in stage three because you've enrolled, you're enrolling clients. You've actually got your online presence is up. So there's this sense of, so it's working, but why doesn't it feel better than this? Why do I still feel like a fraud when people think that I'm doing okay in business? And the secret here about the reason you want to be aiming to hit your monthly financial target month in, month out is because when you are, it gives you a stable baseline from which to grow the business model that is really exciting for you for the long run. So if your big vision is to have a membership like I have, then that's something that you're going to be working towards over a period of time. And it's so much easier to do those long-term business building activities when you're getting paid really well to do it. So that gives you a lot of stability, it gives you a lot of flexibility. Now, in the vision and planning workshop, those of you who are going to be coming to that, and it's exciting every time I see somebody new join, I'll be explaining this in more detail, your financial targets. We look at three levels of financial target: your ideal financial target, your break-even figure, and your first financial milestone. And we work backwards to make sure that you have a plan to hit that through the offers that you're selling. So your milestones here in stage three are that you are, so you're one of your one of your focuses of stage three is about actually reaching more people, growing an audience of people who know what you do, because when more people know what you do, inevitably you're going to have more customers. So, and stage three, also, it's worth saying here, it's less linear than stage one and two. I know I said earlier that this is not a prescriptive journey and you might choose to do things in a different order. Actually, the reality is that in stage one and two, it really does make sense to do things pretty much in the order that I lay it out. That's going to give you best results. When you get to stage three, it becomes much more about experimentation, figuring out what works, figuring out what you enjoy, noticing how it feels. Nobody can give you the magic bullet for exactly what's going to work perfectly for you. Only you can find that out by taking action and figuring it out. So here, some of your milestones are to grow an email list of at least 500 people, because this is what's going to give you control over your own sales in future, and it doesn't always feel so hand to mouth. You want to be hitting at least your monthly break even, if not your first financial milestone every month. And one of the things that I would encourage you to do in order to grow that email list is, rather than slogging it out, trying to get one person at a time, that you actually harness audiences out there that already exist. So for that reason, one of your milestones is to create 30 pieces of content for other people's platforms. This might be guest blog posts, podcast interviews, guest masterclasses, any opportunity at all you have to get in front of other audiences. And for this to work, for you to actually be able to grow your own mailing list and build your own audience or following, you will have had to put in place everything from stage one and stage two, or it's just not going to work. So that is sort of a overview of stage three. And yeah, and basically, if if you have a strong message and you have a good free giveaway that people want, and you get that, you create some sort of content or deliver some sort of content to 30 other audiences over the course of 12 months, there's pretty much no question you're going to grow your email list to that level. Okay, so at this point, it's time to share the secret word of today. And the secret word is very much the theme of today, which is focus. So, of course, we're going to be looking at that in more detail this afternoon at 4 o'clock. The power of focus, focusing on your future long-term focus, but also your today focus. How do you focus on the important things day to day? Secret word of the day for your secret word form, focus. And don't forget as well that you can gain points just by posting in the Facebook group. You can gain points by commenting on the takeaway post. So we've tried to make it as fun as possible so that there's as many opportunities to be in the running as you can. So of course, if you're here live and you type in to let us know that you're here live, must make sure I remind you of that. If you're here live, type something in, even if it's just an emoji, to register yourself that you're here live. But you can also win a point for the secret word form. You can win a point for commenting on a takeaway post. You can win every time you post or comment anything anywhere in that Facebook group. You get an extra point. So, even if you're watching this on the recording and you haven't been able to attend any of these live, you still have a chance to catch up over the weekend. Right. So then we move to stage four, and stage four is called It's Working. How do you know that you've hit stage four? Well, technically, I would say it's because you're hitting your financial target month in, month out, pretty much consistently. Some months will be better than others. However, the truth is that stage four is more of a feeling. It's a feeling of, oh my gosh, I do believe this is actually working. It's a feeling of trust. Now, you might still not know on any one particular day exactly where the next client is coming from. You might not know exactly how big your next launch is going to be. I'm sitting here this week launching the Business from the Heart membership. I don't know how many people are going to join this week. I'm hoping it's going to be lots of you, but I don't know. But the thing about this stage four is this feeling of trust that you just know that your business inherently works, and that if you do certain activity, you will generate the clients. And it takes away the white knuckling. So, let's say that this is not a good launch for me. Let's say that not many people decide to join. I'm not afraid that my business is going to fail. I've got other things that I can offer. And, so it's that sense of trust that there's a real solid, stable business here. No matter what the ups and downs might be, in the economy, maybe you get sick and you can't work at the same level for a couple of months, but that it's underpinned by a stable business you can trust. And believe me, that is so good for your nervous system. So everything changes, everything feels different. You feel like you're on solid ground, and now you're able to shift your attention to the business that you really want. Now, there is a bit of a split here because some people will decide that they want to stay at stage four and just keep stage four and get it really sustainable. And other people are using stage four. Sorry, some people decide that they want to just stick with their one-to-one business, that's what I should have said, and get that really sustainable in stage four. And other people in stage four are shifting into leveraged sales and delivery. So they're moving into one-to-many programs, group programs, memberships, maybe running retreats, high-level transformational programs. They are moving into one-to-many sales. So they're moving away from selling one-to-one into selling from webinars, masterclasses, speaking, launches. But as I said, some people just choose, they just want to get that one-to-one business fully booked with a long lead time. So maybe booking 2 or 3 months ahead, or with a waiting list, maybe bringing on associates or practitioners to help you. So, there's no one way to make this work. So in terms of milestones here, one of the milestones here is to build your email list to 3,000 people. Now, not all of you will build your email list to that level, and some of you will build it much bigger, but it's just more the point that the more people you have, that are choosing to follow you and hear from you regularly, the easier it is for you to sell your offers when you choose to, and everything changes. You'll also here be really establishing your expert status. So you'll be working on much bolder, more confident positioning. This is the place where you may be having a website and brand upgrade. This is the time it makes sense to spend, say, £3,000 on that new website and £1,000 on that fancy photo shoot. And this is also where you're developing your own unique assets. So you're creating your own branded system, your own signature program, creating and launching programs. This is where, if you want to write a book, you'd be writing a book. You might launch a podcast. As I've said before, it doesn't mean you wouldn't start doing some of those things earlier. And certainly in stage three is very much about experimentation. You might already start with some of those in stage three, but stage four is really the ideal place to come from this absolute solid business space where you really trust it's working. You're able to really position yourself as an expert, reach a lot more people. And that's what stage four is all about. Now, from here, you move into stage five, which is good to grow. Now, stage five is the stage of business that I'm in. And it's really much more about stage five is all about creating a fully scalable business where, in theory, you can continue to grow infinitely without needing to put in more time, energy, and effort. Now, I'm in stage five and I have an almost completely group business. I have a membership, I have a course. I have this year, for the first time in 6 years, I've actually been working with some one-to-one clients. Sometimes I have a high-end group program or mastermind. I don't at the moment. I've just been enjoying the simplicity of having a few one-to-one clients alongside. Now, not everybody chooses that they want to move into this sort of business. It's much more complex. There's a lot more complex tech. You need a lot more systems, automations. You'll need team to help you. That creates its own challenges. The more tech you have, the more likely you are to have tech hiccups and tech fails, which can be very stressful. I've been through some of that this week. The more people you have working for you, the more chances things can go wrong. Your key person can go off sick or even leave at a really key time. My tech lady this week has had some personal problems and she has not really been around this week. And we've had some really big problems with our recordings page and it's been really stressful. You know, I've been here trying to fix it myself and I'm not the best person to do my tech. So I'm not going to talk in huge amount about stage five because, you know, what I find is because this is the stage I'm at and I'm mastering myself, most people who join this membership are in stage one to four. But I do share my own challenges, lessons, what I'm working on in a behind the scenes session every month in the membership. So those of you who are interested in the trials and tribulations of a stage five business and want to learn more from me about what I'm navigating while I'm building a business designed to scale. To be honest, I'm not necessarily aiming to scale in a huge way. Oh, is that true? Yeah, I'm not looking to stay scale to like a seven-figure multi-seven business. But still, I have a scalable business. So as more people find me, I'm not necessarily needing to do a whole lot more. There's always more work. The more people you reach, the more people join your programs. Inevitably, there is more work. There's more customer service. There's more delivery. But it's easier to grow. It's not just that you grow infinitely without putting any of your own time and energy in, but you can grow more without putting a lot more time and energy. But you do need more people, so probably more team. If you'd like to work on all of this and work on it more deeply, get my support, get a much clearer sense of what are those next milestones for you over the next few months, get the step-by-step training on how to implement, get my support and mentoring and advice as you navigate some of the things, then I'd love you to come and join the membership this week. The page is businessfromtheheart.com. And as I said, there are resources there to help you make key decisions. There's trainings to help you implement. There's mentoring calls with me when you get hit hurdles or you just have a crisis of confidence and need a bit of a pep talk. And as I said before, you get a point for being here live. The vision and planning session is a part of this. So the vision and planning session is currently scheduled for the afternoon of the 24th of October. So if you're joining the membership, you'll be able to come and spend that half day with me, really working through starting with your vision, coming from a place of intuition and following your own internal wisdom and guidance system, and then coming and looking at these milestones to create a plan. We'll be doing that on the 24th of October. And if you can't make that live, the entire process is built into the membership as a 6-day journey. So you can follow that same process. You can either do it over 6 days with some space in between, or you can sit down and binge watch it and do it all in one day. That's up to you. So coming up today, we've got the membership presentation at 1 o'clock. I'm going to be on Zoom, like for the evening sessions, and I'm going to do a sort of 20-minute presentation to talk you through the membership, exactly how it works, exactly what's included. If there's time and interest, I might do another membership site tour. And then at 4 o'clock this evening, we're going to look at the power of focus, your future focus, how having clarity about where you're actually headed ultimately helps you make the right decisions about what to focus on today. And when you know what to focus on today, how do you actually make sure that you do focus today? How do you focus on your focus, for want of a better way of saying it? And in terms of the membership, you've got until the end of Sunday to catch up on recordings, to ask any questions and join and still get a place on the Sticky Message Clinic. And I think that's probably all I need to say for today. I'm trying to remember all my announcements. Come along at 1 o'clock anyway and find out more about the membership. Let me just hop over, see who's here. Dunn says Sabine. I think she means Dunn, I've joined the membership. Yay, because I did see you had this morning. Wonderful, Sabine. Stage three is where I'm at, says Rosie. Yeah, stuck in that stage three stage where you've got just so far that you know something's working, but you're still in a stuck place where it's like, well, I know something's working, but it's still not working. Why isn't it working better? So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to hopefully doing a lot more work with you, because I think there's a lot we can dig into with you, and well, with many of you actually, with most of you probably. Great. So thank you for being here. Lovely having you with me. These are always quite fast-paced in the morning. I put myself under pressure to keep them short. We'll be a little bit more relaxed at 1 o'clock when I present the membership. So I hope to see some of you there. If you join that one, you will be in the running to win a 15-minute laser coaching, laser mentoring call with me. And then 4 o'clock this afternoon, hopefully a little bit more relaxed, we can do the power of focus session, hang out together, answer some more questions. Then I can go off and relax for the evening. How wonderful. So I'll see you all later. Lots of love. Thank you for being here. Bye-bye. Bye.